So this will be a guided meditation on sort of the foundation of where the practice rests at all times, really. You can get a lot of different practice theories and ways to practice and strategies of practice, but at one point I just said it all really condenses down into three different words that cover the whole range of practices and participations of settling down and settling into and settling with. But first I want to read again. This is a guided inquiry, so I want to read to you that short paragraph of what guided inquiry is. It's the transformative power of an inquiry has to do with where the seeing occurs. It's like stepping back and seeing a familiar terrain as if you are outside of it. You're taking in the familiar landscape, and it's recognizable, but there's something radically altering about seeing this landscape from a completely different point of view without your conditioned way of thinking about it. So that's basically, you go to the experience of where the inquiry is taking us or suggesting that we observe, and then you're quiet. It's quiet observation because you're listening to it's raptured listening, not in terms of an elated listening, but a totally complete listening to where this is going. So there's no words that you're inviting forward that interferes with the listening. Okay? So it's true listening in quietude. Okay, so taking up your meditation seat. And we're going to have a guided meditation on relaxing, allowing, and observing. So first, let's just relax together. Let yourself essentially, you know, there's a place where relaxation gets scary because you're actually relaxing away the tension necessary to contain or continue your sense of self. And you feel yourself reaching that boundary of relaxation where you know if you go the next step, you're going to lose your own boundary. Not yourself, not your awareness, but the boundary you impose upon awareness. So let's just relax to that point. And if you're confident enough to move forward beyond that point, then we'll relax our boundary. There's kind of a feeling of sinking down in, releasing the need to word yourself. Let it spread out through mind relaxing, through body relaxing. Attention is a boundary. It's an idea of resistance creating a boundary. So if you feel a boundary form, relax it. Don't demand that it relax, just allow it to if it wishes. Relaxing. You feel consciousness come together. Oh Lord, I forgot my ear pods. Okay, I'm hope.
You could hear everything, Rodney.
Okay. Okay, so just leave those off, I guess. All right, so you see how relaxation opens everything up beyond a boundary. Suddenly, your consciousness can be expanded, expansive. As soon as you condense it down to a thought itself is a boundary. Even a word is a boundary because it can only be what you mean it to be and nothing else. That's a boundary. And a thought holds a single expression of life, which is a boundary to the rest of life. Relax. So when we're relaxed and not in tension, you'll find an effortless awareness that arises along with that. It's the tension that's kept it packaged and tight and thought-driven. So already, you see, what's really you? The tight, constricted, reduced, confined sense of yourself? Or this relaxed bountifulness? Even though there's a relaxation, you can still find yourself in there. So just let that relax too. See, the observation does not have to be self-driven. In fact, it's better left alone. The observation arises when the tension is not. Just observe. Just seeing, just seeing. When there's full relaxation, observing is without limitation. It's infinite. So when the mind is truly quiet, without restraint, awareness has no boundaries. But if you step in and have a critical comment or judgment, it all closes down. But thoughts can move through this if they're not invested in freely, without disruption. So allowance, allow, just drop the need to self-protect from anything. Without boundaries, there is a natural alignment. And the outside is joined with the inside in perfect alignment. We're not forcing anything to be outside of ourselves. This is not detached seeing or distant. It's in the middle of it. There's no distance at all. It's just seeing, seeing. It's not seeing something. It's just seeing. There's something comes through the seeing, but doesn't disturb it in any way. As soon as you take yourself outside in order to see, then you've isolated yourself in a boundary. Just let the scene see. Let the scene see. That's what it means to be radically altered by the scene itself. So the observation is the seeing. Just seeing. And it takes care of itself. It's not something I need to do. It's there in bountiful presence when the I is not. The I, not the EYE. The I, the sense of me. So the quieter the I is, the more the seeing, the greater the seeing, the more bountiful the seeing. And within that seeing is a natural allowance. relaxing. Quiet and still seeing. Evolving out of ourself into the seeing, not a forced separation. Seeing, allowing the seeing to dissolve the sense of self as needed. It does all the work. You step in. To eliminate yourself, there you'll be. It's a new understanding of where the empowerment of life comes from. Where life lives. And all we do is release the obstructions. Thank you. Are you tired? Is seeing tired? Or are you tired? Is the seeing tired, or are you tired? Awareness isn't tired. It's unconditional. Doesn't carry anything along with it. But reveals everything. Okay. Okay, good. We're off and running. The boat has left the dock. Don't jump overboard. Okay. So we're going to, you can do a few things, take a break if you want to, just give yourself a walk around with the information of the morning and just let it sift its way through you. You can go outside and feel the closeness of life lived when we're not reinforcing the skin boundary as me and mine. Just let that boundary be a misperception of a boundary, a misperception of a sensation called inside me, outside not me. And if you just let that go as a misinterpreted sensation, it comes within the whole. The sensation is part of the whole. It's hard to explain, but we'll be getting more into that a little later. So there will be a time for questions and comments this evening as the day goes on. And we'll meet back at, let's say, 11:20 for a silent sitting, which will end with lunch. Okay, all. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Like this, whoa. This is, if you feel drawn towards amazement, this is the path. Okay. Be well. See you soon.